Can a new middle class transform the Muslim world? Yes, says Vali Nasser, economically, culturally, and politically. He explains how in a new book. An Iranian-American, Nasser is a professor of international politics at Tufts University. His views on the Muslim world are based on observations from his visits to many Muslim countries.
When I traveled there, I took notice of different trends that I see taking place that did not have to do with debates we usually have about the Muslim world, about extremism, dictatorship, religion, but had to do with commerce, with the development of a new middle class and its participation in the global economy.
This emerging middle class, he says, consists of entrepreneurs, investors, professionals, and consumers.
If we looked at countries that have actually taken steps to open themselves to the global economy, for instance, Turkey, Malaysia, Indonesia, and even Dubai, we see this process at work. We see the rise of a middle class. We see rise of middle class attitudes towards family, towards commerce, towards society, towards religion, and towards politics. So when we look at these countries, we see that you have much greater prosperity and attitudes that then are ones that would make it much more amenable to the kinds of changes that we would like to see across the Muslim world.
In his new book, Forces of Fortune, Nasser explains how the free market mechanism transforms all aspects of life in a society.
When you have a large free market, that free market would then create a vested interest in economic relations inside the country and in the world. For those economic relations to work, your laws have to change and your regulatory environment has to change. Relationship between government and society has to change. You have to embrace a certain degree of openness. Secondly, you cannot have conflictual relations with the rest of the world if you're going to be doing business with it.
He says historical evidence supports his view.
The rise of the West, the transformation of Asia, the transformation of Latin America, these have all happened because of the pressure of market forces, commerce, and trade. We don't have a case around the world where you have stable democracies, prosperous democracies that don't have a middle class.
However, moving to a free market economy in the Muslim world is not always an easy process. Nasser points to Pakistan as an example.
Pakistan is a tough case, largely because you have so much extremism and instability in it that obviously makes getting business going much more difficult. But that does not mean that it's not doable or there is any other way of doing it. In other words, if Pakistan is really going to be a stable, prosperous democracy, then it has to have a strong middle class.
Iran, Nasser says, is a different case. The nation already has a successful business class, but it is not strong enough to transform the society.
It is not large enough to be able to determine the direction of the country. So as a consequence, many of the conflicts we see within Iran reflect this struggle. So the middle class pro-private sector forces favor opening to the West. They favor a private sector economy. They favor less government control of the economy. And they confront forces that want a closed economy controlled by the government.
For a Muslim middle class to arise and thrive, Vali Nasser says, members of the society themselves must have the desire and ability to move to a free market economy.
There's no other way around that. Now, you cannot import a middle class from the outside. You rather have to create it within. And the only way to create a middle class is to create an environment for commerce and for economic activity in it.
But that's where the West can lend a helping hand.
Whenever you have change, you have winners and you have losers. Losers will always resist change, whether they are bureaucrats, government officials, or people who benefit from the old system. And winners always push for change. The West can help the winners win and can help the losers to be reconciled with the changes that are happening.
Moving from a government-controlled economy to an open market and free trade, Professor Vali Nasser says, requires tough laws to protect the process from the old system that may try to corrupt and thwart it. That will allow entrepreneurs to establish successful businesses, which will eventually lead to a more stable economy, a more open cultural and political environment, and a transformation of the whole society. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.